came back from London and thought, well, what I really want to do is write. And I thought London might liberate me into writing, but it didn't. Coming back here, I toughened up and did. And I contributed various things to Campaign, to other journals. Campaign was gay. There was a Campaign short story competition, which I won. So, yes, I was writing more and more, mainly short stories, articles, poetry. Yes, through this period, more and more, gradually getting more and more faith in oneself. You see, when you're writing, if you are on the inside deeply unsure of yourself, it's almost impossible to write, because what was one going to say about the gay state? You know, because it was still pretty negative. You know, there was still a lot of negative things, and people were still behaving badly. So the alternative is to write propaganda, and I was trying to find a way between writing positive role models, which were to a degree false, and propaganda, and writing about the reality. And that was my task with writing, to find a way of embracing gay reality. So I did my best. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you do reviews as well?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Observations of the theatrical gay scene, the representation of gay in the visual arts and theatre and that. Did you follow that through? In your writings, did you make that a point of that? Or
I would have, because it's still something that I look instinctively for. How are the representations handled? So in those days, it would have been a really strong focus of mine.
Anything come to mind?
Oh, let's say The Twyborn Affair, when that came out, Patrick White's book, I found it completely an inadequate response to, you know, gay liberation was exploding in Sydney in 73 or whenever that came out. And I thought it just looked so false and artificial to mix it all up with gender, transvestism, transsexuality in a way. Didn't, interesting though it was, it didn't seem to me to be addressing oppression in any way whatsoever, really. And I thought it was one's duty, if you're homosexual, to be in the cause and to address oppression. I knew that you couldn't demand that people come out, that has to be their decision. White had, in a sense, come out, but I mean, I think what we always said was if everyone came out, there would be no problem, and, you know, most people still weren't in that period. So.
But didn't White represent a conservative gay writer? In a sense, he was anti-movement.
Yes, he was anti-movement, yes.
Was he anti-liberationist or just anti-?
I think he was, yes. Yeah. Well, David Marr says he liked things to stay the way they were. He was fine, but he was not fine. He was a very angry, tormented man, and his inner securities, insecurities, a lot of them must have stemmed from the consciousness of how negatively homosexuality was viewed by the community, how it was scorned or despised or hated, and there he was, a homosexual. So he had to deal, like the rest of us, with that conflict, that you were getting a lot of hatred, and not to fight back to me in terms of that hatred seemed to me to be a failure.